Joining me on the phone now, Doug Pratt, who's Director of Communications at the Michigan Education Association. Good evening, Doug. How are you?
Doing fine, Cheryl.
Are you pulled over safely?
Oh, absolutely.
I love that. He's not going to drive while we're talking on the phone. I appreciate that, Doug. And plus, I don't want to be responsible for you driving while we're talking. I'm just trying to keep you safe for everybody.
I appreciate it.
Very good. The MEA Action Day, crowd estimates are always a little bit hard, but a lot of folks were out on Saturday at what we're calling MEA Action Day, protesting cuts to education and public employees. Between 6,000 and 10,000 people is the estimate. Tell me about the day and what was behind it.
Well, sure. Actually, the rally itself at the Capitol from 4 to 6 on Saturday was the We Are the People Coalition. It's the same coalition of labor and progressive organizations that have done the last couple of rallies. It really is a movement of a lot of people, not just the MEA. MEA, you know, we had our action day and had people come in from across the state. We had more than 2,000 MEA members alone come to MEA headquarters in East Lansing over the weekend and on Saturday for an event that afternoon. It really was a tremendous day. I don't know, 6,000, 10,000. It was a big crowd, one of the biggest I've ever personally seen at the Capitol. And they're all bound together, whether they're coming out of education, whether they are just middle-class workers, middle-class families, parents, students. We're bound together by the fact that we're sick and tired of these attacks on public education and the middle class of this state. This is not the way to get us out of our economic crisis. This is not the way to move our state forward. Slashing public schools, taxing pensions, taxing poor people, all to give a massive tax cut to businesses. It's just wrong. And you're seeing thousands of people stand up and say so in Lansing and back home in their community.
Is it with the budget agreement passed last week, and we're waiting, you know, we're counting down the days till it goes to the governor's signature coming out of conference committees, as we heard earlier from Representative Richard Hamill, possibly even tomorrow afternoon. Is it too late for these rallies?
Absolutely not. I mean, the simple fact is that there's a deal on the budget. But people still need to know, lawmakers still need to know that their constituents aren't supporting this. The simple fact is they didn't have to cut a dime from public education. There was a surplus in the school aid fund. The reason why schools are being cut, the reason why pensions are being taxed, doesn't have to do with our budget crisis. It has to do with the almost $2 billion that the legislature and the governor chose to cut from businesses. They chose to give a massive tax break, no strings attached, to corporations in this state and take it out on the backs of our kids and our retirees and our working class families who are struggling to make ends meet. This isn't something that is just going to end when the governor picks up a pen and signs the budget. This is something that's going to stretch straight through November of 2012 and beyond, when voters make their voices heard about this.
Now, of course, the governor, Rick Snyder, says he's making the cuts and restructuring and reinventing because he, you know, wants to get jobs back in the state. This, obviously, you don't think is the way to do it.
Well, I don't think voters do either. I think there was a recent survey from Epic MRA that said that most people didn't believe that these tax cuts were going to lead to jobs. It's going to lead to more money in the bottom line of businesses. It's going to line pockets. This is not the way to solve our budget crisis. There's no balance here. There's no shared sacrifice here. You know, unless your definition of shared sacrifice is pile on to public employees and middle-class families and seniors to give a massive tax break. If that's your definition of shared sacrifice, then you've got a plan here. But I don't think when you ask most people what shared sacrifice means, that it means cutting our kids, mortgaging their future, robbing them of their future. This is just the wrong approach. During the elections, everybody, Republicans, Democrats, Governor Snyder, Mayor Bernero, everybody talked about the need to invest in public education. And education was the vehicle to help get us out of this economic crisis. And what's the first thing that the Republicans do when they get into office? produce a massive raid on the school aid fund and cuts for public education. It's simply wrong.
Was there any relief when, after the consensus revenue estimating conference, some dollars were put back into education? Or do you feel that the what some folks have called the strings attached really don't mean that much per pupil?
Well, I mean, I think in the end game, I mean, every bit helps. But the fact is, no money had to be cut. There were choices made. There were priorities set. And this clear priority from the people who are running things in Lansing is, let's make sure that businesses don't have to pay their fair share, and we'll take from everybody else to do it. You know, I don't think anybody, to go with a countering opinion, is going to say that the Michigan business tax was a good tax. We all know that needed to be reformed. But just cutting it away and, you know, giving people a free ride without any sense that it's going to create jobs, that's not the right solution. So did it help? Sure. Should any of it have happened? No.
Is there concern about privatization has come up in different areas of the budget? Is there concern among MEA members about privatization within the schools of some services?
You know, that's always a concern. That's been happening in our state for a decade as we've been dealing with this budget crisis for the past 10 years. But most of the places where it's made financial sense to do it have done it already. You know, and now where you're laying it out as one of these best practices, so to speak, and there's a carrot dangling there to get some more money, it's a big concern because privatized services are often not of the same quality. You've got people working in schools who aren't dedicated to students. Rather, they're dedicated to a corporate bottom line. You know, we've got to make sure that our schools are safe, secure, welcome places for students where they can learn effectively. And it's not just the teachers who are involved in that. It's all of the various support services that go into public education. So we're trying to make sure that we preserve the integrity of those professions.
There was talk a month or so ago and created a lot of headlines with the MEA, talk of MEA telling teachers to prepare in some form for some kind of job action or crisis action, which translated loosely into a strike. Is that still a possibility?
You know, what members voted on back then was to initiate crisis activity, up to and including a job action. I think what you saw on Saturday was one step in that process. You saw thousands of MEA members who came to Lansing. That rally and our day of action on Saturday was part of those crisis activities. And there are more to come, you know, more at the local level and at the state level. Now, do any teachers and other school support workers that want to not be in school? No, they're in this for public education. They're in this for the kids. They didn't get into this line of work to get rich. But they do have to stand up for the injustices that are being laid at the feet of our kids and at the feet of public workers. So can I say that anything's off the table? Absolutely not.
Well, Doug, as always, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you pulling over to talk to us safely so that we could talk and your perspective on all of this. I appreciate it so much.
My pleasure. Anytime, Cheryl.